coming down the steps and hearing that friends are communicating, I kind of feel that I would be doing you a bigger service just to stay upstairs. And I don't mean it in jest. It is truth to it. Yeshiva Bochurim have an advantage over Beis Yaakov girls that when they are after high school, they have each other because they stay together in yeshiva, and they're being together with people their own age is a very, very good thing. Being home is a wonderful thing, but at the same time, when you're not with friends and you're not in the same as Garris, it is a challenge. So having get-togethers like this where friends can get together is important in itself. I want to ask a question that I want you to answer by raising of hands in order to make a point. If I were to ask the following question, what is the most serious day of the year, Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur? What would you answer? For those that would say Rosh Hashanah is the most serious day of the year, raise your hands. Emerson, whatever you think. And those that think Yom Kippur is the most serious day of the year, what people think? Good. Because you're wrong. Yom Kippur is not the most serious day of the year. Rosh Hashanah is. Now let me explain. That would sound strange because Yom Kippur we fast in shul and you don't have sudas. And Rosh Hashanah, it's festive. People get up, they have sudas and they interact with one another. So one would think that Rosh Hashanah is a less serious day than Yom Kippur. It's not. It's a more serious day. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Yom Kippur is Yom of Rachamim. Unbridled Rachamim. So, why do we eat and rejoice on Rosh Hashanah if it's the day of Din? And the Medrash asks this question. And the Torah brings the answer. The answer is that even though normally when people are in judgment, you say that you should be lavish chayr and wear dark clothes and not be kempt and be worried, but we have the Tochen Hashem that He is going to take care of us and make a nace and make sure that no matter what averus we have, He's going to overlook it, give us tshuva, and therefore we can have festivities on Rosh Hashanah as well. And there's a deeper reason besides that. Now Yom Kippur, on the other hand, is a day of total rachamim. So the Ramban explains that Yom Kippur is a day of rachamim, the greatest day of rachamim. It's the biggest yontif. There's no yontif, there's no happier day in the year than Yom Kippur. Because it's a chance to get so much mechila. Rabbi Sol Slamta said, if Hashem made Yom Kippur once every 70 years and a person was an adult for one Yom Kippur, he would be fortunate. How much more fortunate we are to have Yom Kippur every single year. It's the happiest day of the year. That happy day has the final din, which is a chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the final din will be given on Yom Kippur. But since it's a day of great rachamim, it's still the happiest day. Rosh Hashanah is the day of din. But with shofar, with tefillos, we bring rachmim on the day of din. But the Yom HaDin is Rosh Hashanah. So now, does that mean that we shouldn't be besimcha at all in Rosh Hashanah? No. The pasuk says in the Nechemiah, Ichlu mashmanim, rejoice in Rosh Hashanah, shesu mamtakim, ve'al teyotzvu. Don't be totally sad. You know why? Ki chedves Hashem uschem, because it's the chedva, it's the happiness of the Rabbeinu Shalom that gives us strength. Because Rosh Hashanah, besides, it's a complex day, and I'll try to explain it. Rosh Hashanah, besides being a day of din, is also a day of hamlachas Hashem, of where we are bimamlech the Rabbeinu Shalom on us. He's coming down. It's an inauguration. It's a celebration of the Eibishter coming down to earth. He's always here, but Rosh Hashanah is here in a big way. And it's a coronation and a celebration. And therefore, we're excited. The Vilna Gaon said, you have to be Berayv Simcha during Tkiya Shofar. You can have thoughts of Tshuva too. We have to be Berayv Simcha, he says. Dugmas HaMedina Shemamlichen Melech. Just like any Medina that is going to coronate a king. Ma'atrinoisai, kena nachnu b'tkiya shayfer. We, with Kiya Shofar, the Gaon tells us, Mamlichim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Olamos. Rabbi Mal Hashem on our world, and on all worlds that there are, celestial worlds. Shanachnu Amai, we're his people. And in fact, the Rambam asks the question, well, if it's a day of Simcha, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? So the Rambam says, not Simcha Yaseira. You can't have, it's not like Yontif. Yontif is a day of Kulei Simcha. So you say Hallel. This is a day of Din, of judgment, and it's a day of coronation, and it's a day where there's rachamim through shofar. So therefore, it's a day of simcha, but a tempered simcha. Not the same simcha as a yontif. But there is a deep sense of simcha for the coronation and an awareness that it's also the Yom HaDin, which are almost opposite sensations, opposite feelings. But Hashem made our neshama so complex and so genuine and real that we're capable of feeling both. It's a coronation, it's chedves Hashem u'uzchem, and it's also the day of din. But actually, the day of this din, which is one of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, if an Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the first day. It's different than the rest of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. On the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we don't say any vidui. There's no Hashamnus. Slichus is Hashamnu. There's no Hashamnus on Rosh Hashanah. There's Yom Kippur, but there isn't on Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? It's a day of din, but not a day where you're busy saying Hashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, etc. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is that now that you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, are coming down and letting us coronate you, Imru lefanai malchis rashana, say malchis rashana kedesha tamlichuni aleichem, that I can, Hashem says, make myself a king over you. The king wants the subjects to say, I'm in. I'm here to be your subject. I'm here to live a more exalted life. And that's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Not to go through a laundry list of averis that you may have done, but to say that I'm here to serve you better than I did. And accept your kingdom and make you proud. That's the tshuva. It doesn't require vidui. It requires a deeper commitment to make our lives more special, more derhaibim, more elevated. So now, here's the challenge. How do we make this day elevated? What can we talk about now that will help us elevate ourselves on this day? And I want to tell you something which is perhaps counterintuitive. If you want to elevate yourself, step one is to believe in yourself. To believe that your neshama, with all of its flaws of actions that we've taken over the past, is something special. That there's a chelek alakam mimal in every one of us. There's a spark of the Shechina in us. And we're a lot bigger than we think. This was the approach of my Rebbe's Rebbe, the Alter of Slobodka, the Rebbe of the Brudenin, Rav Hutner, Rav Aaron Kotler, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Leibowitz, many of the great Rosh Hashivas of America, and of Eretz Yisrael. And his message to his Talmidim was, you're big, you're capable, you can do bigger things than you think. Gadlus Adam, the greatness of man, greatness of a Yid. And in that spirit, I would suggest that step one, if you really believe that you have an neshama that has great kaychus, the first thing you should work on is to improve, listen carefully because it sounds like that's tshuva, and it is. The first thing you should improve on is something that you're very good at, not something that you're not. If you're a balas chesed, do more chesed. If you're great in davening, do more davening. If you're great at making friends, make more friends. Because of the fact that this complex, sophisticated Yetzer Hara tries to schlep us down and make us focus on the things that we're weak on. And you have to realize how complex the Yetzer Hara is. The Chaim Halevi writes that the Yetzer Hara is more complex than the most detailed armament weapon that will ever be made by human. Let's put that into terms. there's a technician sitting in Iowa. He presses a couple buttons, and a drone goes 6,000 miles away and kills some Arab terrorist. Maybe you grew up with drones and you're not so spoiled from that. I can't get over it. I grew up with maps. Everybody has ways. Life is easy to get around. We didn't have that 50 years ago. Didn't have drones 50 years ago. The drone is such a complicated thing, how they could do such a thing. And the Tzohar is more complicated than that. And therefore, the Tzohar is going to tell you, you know your weaknesses. I'm not so big. I'm not so special. And that's what the Tzohar does to us. And step one is to believe in yourself and the things to work on is that which you're good at. And as good as you are at it, get better. And you can get better. And that's easier in a sense than getting better at something that you're weak. But we're not going to get off easy. We're going to talk about weaknesses too. In preparation for accepting the Malchus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in preparation for Tamlichuni Aleichem, that Hashem wants to be Mamlech us, and we want to accept His kingdom. So we have to be better in what we're good at, and better in what we're weak at. And working on those things to come into the Yom Nerayim is going to make it possible for us to be Zeiche on this serious day of Rosh Hashanah with a wonderful Pesach for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, and for Klal Yisrael. But you got to believe in yourself. And if you start by being better at the things you're good at, that will give you the kayach to be better at things that you're weaker at. It works. Try it. So it's not a time to say vidur. It's not a time to start feeling guilty about Chasreinus. It's a time to say, I am going to live a better life. And to make it practical, one of the ways you do that is by making a Kabbalah on something small that's real. Rav Shach, another Talmud of the Alchem Slabatka, made a Kabbalah that he was going to bench from a bencher, at least for the first bracha. That was his Kabbalah. Bench from a bencher for the first bracha. Doesn't sound like too overwhelming. But once you take on something that's easier, you do it. Gives you koach to improve yourself as well. So each and every person can come up with something that they're good at to do a little bit better. Daven for one more person. Make it your business to call someone that would appreciate a call and they don't expect to hear from you. Once a week, once a month, whatever you can do. Take something you're good at and do it better. And then you go into the Yom Hadin with that positive attitude. You can start improving on weaknesses too. I want to give you a very practical eitzah, which is not my eitzah. Something Rabbi Sol Salanter talks about at length, of how to improve something that you're weak on. I was learning today something from one of Rabbi Sol Salanter's Talmidim that struck me as just beyond amazing. Rabbi Itzel Petterberger, one of the prime Talmidim of Rabbi Sol Salanter, writes in the importance of learning some Musar on a daily basis. He tells over that the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, lived over 400 years ago, that the whole Klal Yisrael follows. Even Ashkenazim, the Shulchan Aruch is Beis Yosef. Some things Ramah differs with him, but Beis Yosef is Beis Yosef. Revered by the entire Klal Yisrael, the Shulchan Aruch. He was known for his greatness in learning, for his unbelievable hasmada, his unbelievable tzidkis, and for his unbelievable Yir Shamayim and Midas Tovus. In fact, the Chidah even brings that the reason why he was chosen to wrote the Shulchan Aruch, there was other Gedolim in his generation as big as him in Torah, but not as big as him in Midos. And he had a malach, that came to him to tell him from Shemayim. We don't get that. And he printed a sefer called Magid Mesharim, of what the malach told him from Shemayim that he should do. And one of the things the malach told him to do was to make sure he learns a little musar every day. So Petterberger says, can you imagine someone as great as the Beis Yosef, the most revered person of the last 400 years, that everyone recognized, the Vunagon, everyone, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, tops, who was an unbelievable Masman, unbelievable Goyin, unbelievable Tzaddik, unbelievable Amidus, and the Malach from Shemayim is telling him, learn Musar every day. What does this tell you about us? Rabbi Itzel writes, if he could use it, which is ununderstandable, you and I can use it. But I'm not talking about making a homeless seder right now. I mean, I have the time, I have the patience. I want to tell you a practical eitzah, which may take a little delving for you to get to this eitzah, but once you do, a practical eitzah, that Rabbi Sol Salanter spends an inordinate amount of space in his sefer, Ar Yisrael, discussing the importance of this eitzah. And when he talks about this eitzah, he says, and a person will say, I can't believe that this is going to change me. And Yisrael goes at length to say, it will work. Do it. Do it. Do it. Keep on doing it. It will work. And the eitzah is like this. I'll give you an example now. But there can be 1,000 different chazal for this. Let's say a person has a problem with kas. They get angry. That's their nature in their family. They went through hard times. Whatever the reason is, the person has a midah of kas. How do you work on it? Zucker of Sol Salanter There's a chazal that says, Kol hakoes, any person that gets angry, ki'ilo eved avodah zarah. It's as if you worship the Avodah Zarah. Now, no one ever got angry and said, well, I just went to a church and bowed down to a cross. Right? But Chazal say, it's Kiyu. There's something to it. And there's explanations why there's something to this as well, because when there was the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, we don't even have that today anymore. There used to be Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. When there was Yetzirah, people had a hard time stopping themselves because it made them feel good. So, when a person wants to get his feelings out, he says, I just care about myself. I don't care how it's going to hurt somebody else. I don't care what Hashem feels. A person feels good to have Avodah Zarah. A person feels good to get angry, even though he feels lousy afterwards. They'll do it. Because I'll say it's kiyu. So imagine you're in a car. We're not talking about now sitting down with a sefer. Which if you have time, that's great. You're in a car. And you're driving by yourself. And nothing's going wrong. You're not angry at anybody or anybody. But you know you have such a nature. And you go and you say, out loud. They used to have, in Rishol Slantra's time and his Talmidim's time, they used to have a Beis HaMusar where people could come in and learn Musar loud. His Spilos, it's called. Like, I'm going to get into it. But you're just sitting in a car. You're by yourself. Sounds crazy, right? And you're going to say, Kol HaKoyis Ki Leibin HaBeizara. And you say it 10 times. And you say, okay, I know I said it 10 times. I'm going to stop getting angry because of that. And the next day, you do it again. And Rishol Slantra says, a person will say, that's not going to change my nature. It's not going to change my nature. Because I said a chazal? Because I said it loud? Because I said it 10 times? Rishol Slantra says, the power of a chazal. When it's repeated again and again, it has a mystical power that it will help the person. As an example, Bacher called me tonight, which may remind me of this particular thing. Tonight, I got a call right before I came. And this Bacher wants to start shidduchim soon, but he said, I'm like a bashful type of guy. And I have a hard time talking. So I wrote down a chazal for him. And I said, over the next month, this came to me in the summer, say this, I gave him a list of chazal for different things he could work on. And I gave him a chazal that Ko Amnesin Pruto Ani Misbarach Ba'arba Brachas Mefaisai B'dvarim, and if you make the Ani feel good when you give him money, you get 5 brachas. Said, and I want you to say this chazal over and make it your business that whenever you're in a minyan in Lakewood, somebody's coming around collecting, which will happen. And you say, be nice to the person. He's a stranger. And say, I wish I could give you more. Here's $1. And be nice to the person. And just keep on saying over this chazal. And he called me back today. And he said, I feel much different. I've been saying this chazal for a month. I've been going over to Aniyim and helping them out. I said nice words to them, and I feel different. And it worked. And it worked. And he said, okay, I'm ready to go out. I said, not so sure, we'll see. But the point is that you take eitzes from people like Rousseau Salanter, it works. Person's weak in chesed, you say over the chazal, Torah tchilosei chesed v'soifei chesed. And there are midrashim for every midah and chazal for every midah there is. You may need help from a teacher, from a parent, from a rav, to find out what chazal you could use, or its numbers of chazal, and you just say them. And no one has to know about it. No one has to know. You're in a car, you're yourself, and you can stop listening to music for 5 minutes, nothing will happen. And you don't have to be on the phone the whole time. And you just say over whatever chazal works for you. And say it loud. And repeat it. And you'll laugh at yourself. What am I doing? That's going to change me. I've had this problem for years. It's going to get better. I didn't bring in Rabbi Shaul's Lashon, but it's in Michtav Lamed where he says, people will tell you it doesn't work. And they'll say, that doesn't change me. And he says, I may it to you with strength and determination that someone as great as Rabbi Shaul Salanter tells us, you can be sure it's true. It works. It's a practical answer. And it's not going through a whole process. Just taking a Maimer Chazal. And make that Maimer, a couple of Maimerim, your Maimer. And keep it within yourself. No one else has to know about it. If you take life seriously, and you believe that you have a great neshama, and you do things that you do good even better, and then you work on something that you're weak at, I feel like a different person. And it will work. It works. Rousseau Salanter was so great that the Altam Sabbatim, my Rebbe's Rebbe, only saw him twice in his life. Twice. And when he made the famed yeshiva of Slabodka, he named the Knesset Yisrael because it was his Rebbe's Rebbe. The Altar from Slabodka learned by the Altar from Kelim, and the Altar from Kelim learned by Rousseau Salanter. And Rav Ruderman came to Baltimore in 1933. He named the yeshiva Ner Yisrael after Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Was his Rebbe's Rebbe's Rebbe. But that's all they talked about was how he trained people to make themselves big. To make themselves great. And that's what they did. And these people learned a tremendous amount of Musa. These people had unbelievable levels of Musa. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and his Talmidim went from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And I've said this over and I say it again, it has personal meaning to me. From Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur to the attic of a very wealthy person who was my great-grandfather. My grandmother never saw Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. She wasn't old enough. But she saw Rabbi Yitzchok Petterberger. Big guy and a big tzaddik. And I was in Beis Medrash when my grandmother passed away in the 1960s. And she told me of how she met Rabitzel Pettenberger as a 6-year-old girl 130-some years ago. First-hand information. And I was already 17 years old when she told me this, and I remember it all the time. That when, as a 6-year-old girl, she was in charge of bringing the food upstairs. And she described when he came to the door. They didn't talk for 40 days, except for Torah and Yer Shemayim. They wouldn't say thank you. Sounds strange. They weren't such a madrega they could do it. The Mashkiach of the Mir, Rabbi Yeruchim, who lived 50 years ago, said, my Rabbeim could do that, I can't do that. No one should do that. We're not a madrega. And to a 6-year-old girl, he bent down halfway to thank her without saying thank you, because they didn't talk, and she described how he looked tall, nice looking. And you know what these people did? The rest of the year, they talked plenty then to people. They never had to say, I'm sorry. They never hurt people's feelings. But they learned how to control themselves by doing such an extreme thing, which is not for us. But just to realize that this is what people who are great Bali Musa do. We, you, I, can do Rabbi Soslanta's Eitza. You can find him on Mechazal. You can say it loud. And laugh at yourself for saying it. And do it again, and again, and weeks. And the kayach, the power, the kedusha. Of the holy chazal affects the neshama. And it can work. So, we're not just talking about theoretical ideas, accepting Hashem as the Melech. We're talking about practical. Do good deeds better. Something you're weak at, find a chazal and use it. And report back Mrs. Berkowitz and Mrs. Weissman and tell them it worked. And let them get the feedback so that we mechazik other people as well. Maybe should help this coming Rosh Hashanah. And Yom Kippur. We should start the process of believing in who we are and be mash of ourselves and stop to think. For whatever reason Hashem made it, that you're sitting here right now instead of the thousands of neshamas of Jewish girls that are in Baltimore and around the world. They didn't get the chinuch that you got. Didn't have these opportunities. They also have neshamas. They're also special. But they're so tainted with all the schmutz of the Welt. And if we were chosen to be the chosen of the chosen, that we know what truth is, that helps us access our responsibility, our achrayus, to make as special as you are already, to make yourself more special, to believe in yourself, to realize the rightness that you have, and that will help you live a more exalted life, which will bring simcha and happiness to the Rebbeinu Shalom and to you.